Off the Ball, GAA.
It has to be something that excites me and is different. I know people have said to me, if I go out here, they're going, ah, sure, there he goes, he's off again. I don't really care what you think.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball.
With AIB, proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship. Check out hashtag the toughest for more.
All right, I am delighted to be joined by Galway's Paul Conroy, the PwC GAA GPA Player of the Month for July. Paul, we'll come back to July in a couple of minutes. How's your August been?
Not too bad, I suppose. It's kind of, what has it been now since the final 3 weeks? Yeah, so it's just slowly coming out of the fog, as they'd say. It's been, that's tough. Do you know, it's tough. We were in the same place 2 years ago, but... it's not great, but sure, what, like, it's just one of those things. You don't, you know, you can't be feeling sorry for yourself. I suppose you just have to try and get on with your life, and time moves on, and it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, it's kind of, what do you do? Like, do you distract yourself? Do you get away with family? Like, what did you get up to over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, so I suppose the first couple of days, you can imagine, like, you do the homecoming on the Monday, which is tough going.
That must be particularly tough. I know you must appreciate the people who come out, but just even looking at, I suppose you probably weren't looking at social media as much as we were, but there was times where I was on and you could get a reel from Armagh and Galway, and it's just cruel, the difference, a couple of hours apart in the country, like, and it's sport, but it must be difficult, that.
Yeah, it is. It's worlds apart, like, you know. It's I suppose it, like, in fairness, you just have to respect the people who make the effort to come out, you know, the families and the kids. And I'm sure there's young kids there who are waiting all day to see their, I suppose, heroes, if you like, that evening in Galway. So I'd always kind of try and, you know, I'd make time for photos and autographs and stuff like that. But it is tough going. But then I suppose at the same time, these thousands of people come out to see you, and you don't want to be up there, you know, with a sulk on your face. You just have to, you know, say hello to them, and as I said, they're there to support you. It is disappointing. It's not easy. You know, I'm sure 99% of players and management and stuff would say that they'd prefer not to have a homecoming, but it is what it is. And I suppose we're in a privileged position, really, to be, you know, to be representing your county and to be some boys and girls heroes and stuff like that. So it's nice to say hello to them too.
Yeah, no, of course it is. You got away, did you?
I got away, yeah. Went to Marbella last week, actually, for a couple of days, for 5 or 6 nights, so with my wife Caroline and our little boy Potty. So it was actually, yeah, it was great. There's nobody in Marbella who was really worried about about the All-Ireland final. It was lovely to get away. The sun as well, something about the sun, it just puts you in good form.
I think we all need a bit of it, don't we? Did the Olympics catch your eye? Was that something that you would have allowed yourself to get distracted by over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I've been following it, yeah. In fairness, Ireland have been doing brilliant, and it's following the girls' relay team, actually, on the airport on the way home. Now, they're very unlucky to have came fourth, but yeah, it'd be something to be interested in, yeah. And it's interesting hearing the interviews and things like that, and I suppose doing comparisons between, you know, maybe how we think and how they think, and the mental work they do and what we do. And it's interesting, and fair play to them. They did some brilliant campaigns, some of them.
Yeah, it's like, it's not a like-for-like comparison, right? But, like, you've reached two All-Ireland finals in the last couple of years and fallen short, and there's no silver medals, right? But, like, the relay team who performed so incredibly well on the world stage, and you could tell they're, what is it, 0.18 of a second off a medal, you know? And I suppose you could see the contrast in emotions afterwards, where they were proud of their performance, but had ultimately fallen short of what they were looking for, you know? Like, that's... It's just such fine margins, isn't it?
Such fine margins, yeah. And I'm sure it's the same for us. You know, it's you know, a missed shot here or a block shot there and a goal on the other side. And, you know, it's just, it's the thin line. And I suppose, in fairness, you have to give serious credit to Armagh. Like, I remember watching them a couple of times on TV thinking, Jesus, them lads have been through the mill. And, you know, I remember watching them against Monaghan, and it was the Ulster final. And, like, you have to give them serious credit for the way they bounce back and they just get on with things and they just go again.
Yeah, it was make or break some of those moments over the last couple of years looking at Armagh. Like, you were looking at them saying, how do you come back from this? But clearly it shaped them. Like, We talk about fine margins. You mentioned the block. Joey McElroy got his paws on your last shot. Realistically, you probably weren't really set there, were you? Like it was a tough shot to take anyways. Like it was the last chance of the game. Like there's nothing more you really could have done at that. Like you just had a fella diving at your boot.
Yeah. Like to be honest, I haven't looked back at the game. I don't know when I will. But I just remember at the time kind of I suppose we were struggling that time to get clear cut opportunities, and it was probably, I don't know, was it probably a half chance, but yeah, in fairness, he put his body on the line and he got there. And yeah, like you've often seen a couple of them blocks in big games, and they're, they're, fairness to him, it's not every player who dives in like that either. It's kind of it's a mentality, and it's, I don't know if I ever dive like that. I don't think I have. So, I'd probably break my shoulder, I'd say, if I tried to do that. But, yeah, it's just one of those things, isn't it? Like the chance was there. We had a couple of chances late on. I'm sure when we look back at them and look back at them as a team, we'll, you know, we might think we should have done better.
Yeah, like your own Galway side and what you've kind of gone through over the last couple of years, like regardless of the All-Ireland finals, like you've come through different challenges and bounced back from, I suppose, disappointments and grown a lot as a team. Like, have you felt like you've grown significantly in the last 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose since Porrick came in, like he's been, I think it's his fifth year now, and I suppose COVID was in at the start of that too, which was a tricky time for every management team. But we've definitely brought ourselves up to a very high standard, and maybe three Connacht finals in a row, or three Connacht titles in a row, and two All Ireland finals in 3 years, and like we've probably done a lot of that without a lot of our main lads, I suppose, if you like, you know, fit all the time. So it's probably hard to see the positives at the moment because it's you know, the All-Ireland defeat is so fresh, but like Horik has brought us to a very high level. And like I think Galway football will be at the top table for the next couple of years. It's not guaranteed, but there's definitely the raw materials to be there. And if we can, Galway can tweak a couple of things and get a few lads maybe a bit fitter and try and avoid the injuries and maybe do whatever needs to be done early on in the year to keep lads on the pitch. Like I think we're operating at a very high level. And I suppose that being said, there are a lot of teams who would feel at the moment that they're right up there. And I think football at the moment is very, very open, to be fair. I think at the start of the year, there's 8-9 teams who think they have a realistic chance of winning the All-Ireland, and they probably do.
Yeah, I think that's a good place for the game to be as well. It kind of feels like it nearly felt like last year was that year as well, actually, in 23. But just the way it transpired, you ended up with Dublin and Kerry back in the final. But it does feel like that it's nearly like the turn of the last decade when you had kind of broken in 08. Like we had new All-Ireland winners in 10. You started seeing Donegal, Mayo, the Dubs. I might be missing one or two there, breaking through around that time and winning All-Ireland over the next couple of years. Like it does feel like over the next couple of years in the decade that anyone could win an All-Ireland of 7 or 8 sides, which it must give real hope when you're, I suppose, in winter. And I know you've had the disappointments of getting so close, but like it's tangible. Like the difference between getting over the line, it isn't a million miles away.
No, it's not. It's just funny how the narrative would change. You know, if had we say got over the line a couple of weeks ago, you know, Armagh would probably be getting a lot of stick. And it's small margins, you know. Even like our game against Dublin in the quarters, like there was nothing in that. They had a shot late on Conor Callaghan, and Killian McDay dived on his boot, and
yeah,
Kerry in the semi final against Armagh, they had goal chances they didn't take when they were probably 4 or 5 or 6 points up. Like there's just such small margins, and I think that's, you know, that's, I suppose that's what a lot of teams will be saying to themselves when they go back in, whenever they go back in November, they'll be saying, you know, we're right there. And Donegal beat our man in the Ulster final, unlucky against us, we got a lucky goal in the semi-final, you know. So like a lot of teams will look at themselves and say, we're right there. And I think in fairness, it is an open championship. And as I said earlier, there's a lot of teams who would fancy winning it next year, and why not?
Yeah. There's a young age profile as well across the Galway side. I'm going through the Galway City Tribune player profiles here. There aren't many boys with the 80s written beside the date of birth either, Paul, playing football around the country, but you're in unbelievable shape. Like you are. Like you're moving really well. You must be feeling good. I had a conversation with Aidan O'Shea a couple of weeks ago as well, and I know he's spoken before about his life is kind of centered around being a Mayo footballer. How have you got yourself moving the way you're moving over the last couple of years? Because it must be challenging with a young family and work.
Yeah. I suppose, like, since I was very young, I played football, and I've loved playing football. And I suppose I spent a lot of my life now in McGaughey senior football. And unfortunately, for the first half of my career, let's say, like, we weren't really, you know, we were operating in Division Two, and a lot of years we were probably lucky to stay in Division Two. So we were down kind of in the bottom half. And I suppose in the last couple of years, I suppose the second half of my career, like, we started getting a small bit of success. You know, Kevin Walsh brought us to, I think it was our first Connacht title since 2008. It was in 16. And it got us to Division One and Division One final and things like that. So I suppose just trying to work hard, and Pádraig came in then and probably brought us to another level. And I think my own performance has improved as I got older. Maybe I'm learning a bit more. The psychology of the game, I think I'm a bit mentally stronger maybe than I was before. And
in what way would that be? Like, how would that show itself to you when you're looking back over the last couple of seasons?
I think it's just maybe kind of enjoying the game a bit more, in the sense that, you know, sometimes you can kind of take things too serious. Whereas now at the minute, I just try and enjoy it. You know, I just try and, you know, like when you're a young lad, you kind of dream about playing in big days. But I found myself maybe in years gone by, sometimes not actually enjoying the big days as much as you should. You know, and if you think about that, like, it doesn't really make any sense. So try to get to a place where you're kind of playing with sort of a freedom. And I found myself the last couple of years probably reaching better levels maybe than I have before that. And it takes time. It takes time, and it takes work with psychologists and different things like that. And obviously our coaching setup at the minute, Pádraig and Keane O'Neill and the boys, like, they, you know, they've a system of play that suits the players that they have on the pitch. And it's not like any one way of playing, it's the way that suits your players. So I think they found that balance fairly well this year. That being said, we still obviously came up short, but I think, you know, we reached a very high level, and we are at a high level at the moment.
I think you can probably, even looking in from the outside, I don't know you as well as you know yourselves, but I'm sure you can look at the little things that you can make gains on. Like, you talked about the injuries, like losing Rob Finnerty early on, players that maybe weren't at 100%, the challenges you had across the year where you were low on bodies, and maybe that developed other players. Like, they can obviously get to other levels as well. This just kind of came to me, and I don't know if there's anything in it, but you obviously had a really bad leg break in 18, and Andy Moran had a similar one in his career around 12, and he really had a kind of second burst in his career where, I don't know whether his game changed or his mentality changed, but there's nearly two parts to his career. I wonder, when you look back in yours, like, have you changed much from when you bounced back from that? Because I know that would have been very challenging around 18, 19.
I probably worked maybe a bit harder since I've come back. You know, and I think maybe I was just lucky as well at the time that we kind of got to a new level in terms of, as a team, as I said, Kevin Walsh put a lot of work into us. We had a lot of bad habits and things like that before he came in. And I think I know it's a simple thing to say, but I think I just probably worked a bit harder since I came back. Maybe I had to kind of prove myself again. I remember getting injured that time. Like, you'd meet people around the place and they'd kind of be asking you, are you going back playing football? You know, thinking that that was a career-ending injury. So I don't know, maybe that put a bit of pressure on me to work a bit harder and to get to a level. But yeah, I definitely do. I think I'm playing a lot better football since I came back from the break, which doesn't really make sense because I'm older.
It's how you reacted to it, I suppose. How you kind of adapted and reacted to that that challenge that was put in front of you. Just a couple of quick ones. The first play in the All-Ireland final, Galway keep the ball for maybe 2 minutes. It ends up in your hands. You step, you put over a beauty from about 45 yards out. You knew you were going to, you were looking for that ball to kick a point, weren't you? Like, you were kind of like, right, this is time enough. Let's go for it here. Like, there was an element of that about you that day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Like, we're talking about thin lines there, but like, if that doesn't go over, like, you know, it's a shot outside the scoring zone. I suppose it's just kind of, there was a bit of a wind. I don't know, would you kind of notice it on, or you would have been at the game, but it, on TV, would you have noticed it? But there was a small bit of a wind there, and
it's always impossible to figure out where the wind is going. I'd be honest with you. You know there's a wind, but it's like, where is it going in Croke Park? It's hard to figure out, I find.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And it's kind of stronger up at the hill there where there's no cover. But yeah, just one of those things that I suppose I backed myself as a good shooter. And, you know, I suppose that went over. And in fairness, the tree that I hit that day did go over. So I was, you know, when the first one goes over, it's great because it gives you good confidence.
They were going over all year for you, Paul. Like that was that All Ireland final performance was you backing up your performances throughout the year, whether it be Donegal, Dublin, even earlier in the season. You must have felt like you were in the zone as the year was going on. Like, is that extra reps that you're putting in during the year, or is it just finding a flow where you're just confident and backing yourself?
Yeah, I think it's, as you said, I think it's just finding a flow where you're confident and backing yourself. Like, it's, confidence is a huge one. You know, if you go out in an All Ireland final or a semi final and you miss a shot or two early on, you're not less likely to go for the second one. You know, you might try and lay it off to someone beside you. Whereas if you nail the first one or two, you can put the shoulders back and the chest out and you're feeling good about yourself. So, yeah, I would have done a lot of work on my shooting. Done a lot of work with Keane O'Neill and different things like that about getting balanced and not shooting under pressure. And thankfully, a good few of them went over this year. And it's it's nice to look back on. And I suppose at the minute, because of everything being so kind of raw and stuff, you don't see them positives. But I'm sure in a couple of months' time or a couple of weeks' time that I'll look back and kind of be happy with my year.
Yeah. As we mentioned, PwC Player of the Month for July. Paul Conroy, just one or two last quick ones, and I'm going to just keep you a little bit longer. 2007, you captained the Miners to an All-Ireland final win against Derry. It was a tight game that day. I've watched back the game in the rain a few times with Meehan, having a day of days. You were starting that day in midfield with Barry Cullinan, am I right, against Kerry in 2008?
Yeah, it's mad, really, when you think of it.
Yeah, do you know, like, it's like your journey through football over the last 17 years, and you mentioned loving football. What is it about Gaelic football? Can you give me specifics here? Like, what is it about the game that you love? Is it running 10K in a match? Is it getting hands-on tackles? Like, what is it about the game that you love?
I think it's kind of just all we, so I would have done since I was young. You know, I grew up in Renmore there, and there'd be a lot of pitches around my house and different things like that. So, like, our childhood was basically go out in the morning, play football for the day, or hurling or soccer. You come back then when you're hungry, and then you go out again and come back in the evening again. And like, we'd have played the whole way up there and we would have been fairly decent. And then I went into St. Mary's Secondary School, and I would have had Liam Salmon as a coach from first year up to sixth year. And I would have, like, we would have trained three or four lunch times a week. And we were, you know, we were fairly good in school as well. We won three Connacht Senior A's, you know, like, we would have been beating Gerlitz that time, which is kind of unusual for a school. We just had a good group of players come through together. And then he happened to be the senior manager when I was finishing up in, say, with the minors. Liam, who I would have had in school as a PE teacher and a trainer. So he brought me straight into the seniors then. So it's kind of all I've ever sort of done, in a way. And like, if I wasn't, you know, if I wasn't playing with Galway, or if I wasn't, say, in the off season, or if I wasn't playing with the club, I'd be messing around anyway, and I'd be training away. It's just kind of part of my lifestyle. I think it was kind of brought into me by, I suppose, my parents and things like that. So I'd always been active, and yeah, I just enjoy playing football, to be honest. And as I kind of said this a few times, if I wasn't enjoying it, I wouldn't hang around. Like, you don't want to be putting that much time into something that you don't enjoy.
I think for Galway fans, it sounds very positive. I don't want to put words in your mouth, like, by 2025, but like, what would be the things that would drive a decision? I know it's probably a natural question this year, but if you were making your mind up on something, what are the things that are going to drive it for you? Is it that you're still enjoying it? If you're going to...
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like you're anywhere close to retirement, are you?
I, to be honest, Tommy, I haven't made the decision yet. Like, I mean, I think I'm going to have to just think about it over the next couple of weeks. It's. I suppose you think differently when you're this close to the game. Like, I could be thinking completely different in a couple of weeks' time. But I think it's just energy and drive, isn't it? Like, I'm very lucky. My wife at home, Caroline, she'd be very supportive in terms of whatever I want to do. She'd be happy enough. And yeah, I think it's just see how I feel in a couple of weeks' time and go from there. But as I said, I'm enjoying it at the moment, but I don't want to commit to anything too early.
Of course. Paul Conroy, best of luck with, I'm sure, St. James is in the club championship over the next couple of weeks. It'll be getting busy for you again. And well done on the season. GPA, GA Player of the Month for July, PWC for football in July, Paul. Well done on the season itself. And we'll be talking to you over the next couple of months, I'm sure.
Thanks, Tommy. Cheers.
Gaelic football on Off the Ball.
With AIB, proud sponsors of the GAA Senior Football Championship. Check out hashtag the toughest for more.
Off the Ball, GAA.
Have to be something that excites me and is different. I know people have said to me if I go out here, they're going, ah, sure, there he goes, he's off again. I don't really care what you think.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.